Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hamilton's Blessing, The Extraordinary Life and Times of Our National Debt is a work of narrative economic history by John Steele Gordon that examines how the United States came to treat national debt not simply as a burden, but as a core instrument of state building and financial development. Centered on Alexander Hamilton's early fiscal program, the book explains why the assumption of war debts, the creation of public credit, and the development of banking institutions mattered so much to the young republic. Gordon traces the long arc of American debt from the founding era through later crises, showing how borrowing could support growth, stabilize government, and create investor confidence when used within a credible political framework. The book is written for general readers, but engages serious historical and financial questions, making it both accessible and analytically useful for anyone interested in American political economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hamilton turned Revolutionary War debt into a foundation for public credit. The book begins with the central claim that Hamilton's financial program transformed inherited war obligations into a source of national strength. Rather than viewing debt as a moral failure, Hamilton treated it as a tool that could bind creditors to the new federal government and give the United States a working credit system. Gordon explains that assumption of state debts and funding of the federal debt were not just bookkeeping measures. They were political acts that established the legitimacy of the national government and made its promises more credible. This matters because a government that reliably pays what it owes can borrow more cheaply, attract investors, and expand its policy options. The book therefore presents debt as a mechanism for building trust, not merely as a liability to be eliminated. Secondly, public credit and the Bank of the United States created a new financial architecture. A major theme is the institutional side of Hamilton's program. Gordon shows that the creation of the Bank of the United States and related fiscal arrangements helped organize a fragmented monetary world into something more stable, and the bank gave the federal government a place to manage funds, support payments, and strengthen confidence in federal obligations. In practical terms, this meant that the new nation could move beyond ad hoc wartime finance and begin operating with recognizable credit instruments and markets. Gordon emphasizes that these institutions were important because they connected government finance to private capital formation. Investors needed reassurance that the federal state would honor its commitments, and the bank helped provide that assurance. The result was an early financial system in which public debt, banking, and market development reinforced one another. Thirdly, the book frames debt as an engine of market growth rather than a drag on the economy. Gordon's interpretation challenges the assumption that national debt is inherently dangerous. In his account, debt can be productive when it is used to create a durable market for government securities and to channel savings into public purposes. The United States benefited because its debt instruments became reliable assets that domestic and foreign investors could hold with confidence. That reliability helped build a secondary market, broaden participation in finance, and encourage a more sophisticated credit culture. The book's significance lies in showing that debt can help form the infrastructure of capitalism itself. By turning government obligations into respected financial assets, the federal government made it easier for the economy to mobilize capital, deepen markets, and support larger public ambitions. This is one reason the book remains relevant to modern debates about fiscal policy. Fourthly, later American crises show how national debt supported Union war finance and recovery. Although the founding period is central, the book also places the national debt within the longer history of the United States. Gordon traces how the logic of Hamiltonian finance reappeared in later moments of national emergency, especially during the Civil War and other periods when the government needed rapid access to capital. The point is not that debt solved every problem, but that a credible borrowing system gave the federal government a practical means of responding to extraordinary challenges. When the state can issue debt that markets trust, it can finance war, preserve the union, and support recovery without immediately depending on taxation alone. Gordon uses these later episodes to show that Hamilton's system was not a one-time fix. It became part of the institutional backbone of the nation, shaping how Americans financed collective action across generations. Lastly, Gordon's accessible style makes complex financial history understandable to non-specialists. Another important dimension of the book is its method. Gordon writes history in a way that is readable for general audiences while still preserving analytical clarity. He translates financial ideas, such as funding, assumption, credit, and securities, into historical arguments about power and nation building. This makes the book useful not only for specialists in economic history, but also for readers who want to understand why debt matters in political life. Its value comes partly from showing that fiscal policy is never just technical. It affects legitimacy, investor behavior, and the relationship between government and the market. By presenting the national debt as a historical institution with long consequences, Gordon gives readers a framework for understanding modern fiscal debates without reducing them to slogans or abstract theory. In conclusion, Hamilton's Blessing is best suited for readers interested in American history, public finance, political economy, and the origins of modern capital markets. It is especially useful for anyone who wants to understand why the national debt became such a defining feature of the United States rather than merely a fiscal problem to be. The book offers an intellectual benefit as well as a historical one. It explains how credible borrowing, institutional design, and investor confidence can shape the power of a state. That makes it relevant to readers thinking about contemporary debt debates, even though the book is rooted in the founding era. What distinguishes it from many books on the subject is its argument that debt helped build the nation, not just burden it. Gordon does not treat public borrowing as an accounting issue alone. He presents it as a central force in the creation of American financial capacity. Its combination of clear prose, historical sweep, and a strong interpretive thesis makes it stand out in the genre of economic history. If you would like to support John Steele Gordon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.